Joining us right now, Adam DeBagis, the girls' basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. And Adam, congratulations on a huge win last Friday night against St. Mary's.
Thank you very much.
Well, what can you tell me about that game?
Girls played with great intensity from start to finish. It was a good win for us, especially, you know, we haven't done it in my time as coach here, beating them, that is. And they're a big rival of ours, not only a rival, but, you know, a league foe. So it was big.
I know, I just was watching some of the newspapers. I understand they went down to New York to play down in Brooklyn this past weekend. I saw some of the news stories on that in the item from this past weekend. So they're playing all around here. But how is their team compared this year to compared to last year's, say, state championship team?
Well, it was 2 years ago they won the state championship. Yeah. But they're just, well, the three guards they had 2 years ago, they're spectacular players, and so they're missing them. But they also had some injuries. But I don't think it's a lot to do with them, more so that, you know, our team is matured and just better overall. So, you know, to me, they're sort of the same team. We're a team that has gotten a lot better.
Well, let's talk about that and talk about some of the players on your team, the players that are contributing, and not just to the win Friday, but, you know, all season long. So I guess start wherever you want, with the front court, back court, wherever you want to go. Tell us about some of your players.
Well, those three right there, I mean, they're tremendous leaders. All three are great defenders and communicators and sort of set the tone. You know, Sydney's a great shooter, probably our most consistent scorer, and Colleen is just unbelievable all around. I mean, even when she's not scoring, she's always grabbing rebounds, steals. Nobody around really does what she does on the court. She drew like 15 charges last year. She's probably up to 8 to 10 at this point this year. Mm-hmm. Sam Antonelli, our point guard, she's a great, smart athlete, great shooter. Dedicated, controls the game really well. She's a junior. Girl like Freddie DiGugliamo. She's, you know, sort of like our sixth or seventh man off the bench, but she brings great energy and can shoot, can drive. She just loves basketball. Melissa McKenzie, our other senior, has been just a great, solid player and leader for us. So many more. Jackson Nadeau is a freshman. She's been great for us. Just a surprise. She wasn't a surprise defensively, but she's a surprise at how much she does, like how much she creates offensively. Jenny Marr has been great. Michaela Picaro. Forwards, just good, tough kids. So been a lot of great players.
Yeah, for us. So if you were to scout your team, where would you say the strengths are for Fenwick girls basketball? Backcourt, forecourt, you know, frontcourt, defense, or maybe some kind of combination of those?
I think it would be hard to scout us because I think we're very balanced. I would start with Colleen. I think a lot of teams try to shut her down. But the thing about her is she's very unselfish anyway. So it's easy for her to, you know, pass some of that off to her teammates. I would definitely say you have to try to shut down Sydney Brennan's shooting, Sam Antonelli's shooting, but I think we're very, very balanced, and I think that's the toughest thing to scout against us. So it's hard. I mean, I would say you have to try to beat our press because we play really good defense, full court defense. You're not going to give this to other coaches, are you?
No. It's just password protected. Don't worry about it, coach.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's hard. I think we play a very balanced team style offense. So, but Colleen, people do try to stop Colleen for sure.
Well, I'm going to kind of relax my interrogation skills just for a moment here so nothing else comes out on your basketball team. But just the last question, Adam, would be on the league itself. Take me through what the second half of the season means for the league and for you guys.
First of all, our league, girls basketball-wise, I think it's one of, if not the best league in the state. You know, Merrimack Valley's great, and there's a few other leagues that are great. But the top three or four teams in our league are state championship contenders pretty much every year. I mean, that's St. Mary's, Archbishop Williams, Arlington Catholic, and no, we haven't won yet. But you know, we're trying to get to that level. But those three teams above us, I mean, they're always state championship contenders. So it's hard. And you know, next week we have Arlington Catholic again, who we lost to, and Archbishop Williams, who haven't played yet. And this week we have Austin Prep and Cardinal Spelman, who are both much improved teams. I just told them, you know, we beat Austin Prep. We have them Thursday. We beat them by 30 the first time, but that doesn't mean anything. They're, you know, we won because we played well, so you can't think that you're going to walk in and walk over anyone. They're a much improved team who likes to press, and so it's hard, but it's good. It's a good hard.
Good. Adam, anything else you want to share with us about the Crusaders here?
Not much besides that. I think, you know, we have a great team, and I mean that from the girls' standpoint. They're just great kids who work really hard and care, and, you know, I'm lucky to coach these girls.
Right. Well, again, congratulations on the success so far this year, and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay. That's Adam DeBadges, the girls' basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick here on MSO NewsSports.com.